Well, Brother Chuck, you pretty much answered it, but I mean, doctrines, like with all the doctrines and different things. I know brothers in different, like, in different assemblies, but still affiliated with us, they'll say, well, like, you can't go to other meetings, like, not even about breaking bread, but you can't go to, like, a Baptist church, or you can't go to a Pentecostal church, because they're not affiliated with the Kelly Brethren, with us, you know, so... Like, I was saying, but I agree with you. I think that all doctrines, like, you are my brother in Christ, whether you're Pentecostal, whether you're Baptist, whether you're whatever, I'm not going to break bread with you because we have different things with that, you know, but you are still my brother in Christ. But I was going to ask you that, but you cleared it up.
Well, I want to say one thing further. I'm going to behave myself. I'm going to walk orderly in this house of God. If I'm walking orderly in the house of God, I'm going to be careful where I go. I want to say another word. I'm not, and you're not, invincible. And I might go amongst another group that teach and hold certain principles, and I might go with a very honest and open, outright heart. Be careful. The deceiver is always working. I have to be careful what I listen to. I'm going to tell you the same thing about the radio that you have in your car or at home. I have to be careful what I listen to. We sing that song for kids, for little kids, and you remember singing it, be careful, little ears, what you hear. It's just as true for young people, because the enemy comes in. You know, the mark of all error, the mark of every error that has ever been introduced amongst the people of God is that it contains some truth. If I can just remember that. So then I don't go in the house of God. There is authority. I don't go where I want to. I have a Lord. I am before Him. He directs my steps. But I don't want my testimony to be inconsistent, or that I might stumble other believers because I go hither, thither, and yon instead of supporting the local assembly of the believers.
I have a question. So you're saying that all the early divisions and all these denominations that were formed were from early brothers that weren't led by the Spirit, but it was their own volition, like their own thoughts and emotions that came, and they twisted with what they thought was true, and it wasn't the Spirit that was leading them, but it was...
Do I believe that the Spirit of God leads any man to go away from the center and the four things that we have heard today and to attract believers to something besides that? I do not believe that he does. The Pentecostal movement mainly was begun by women teaching. We're out of place, and we have very clear scripture as to these things. We look at many of the movements among us. We have Baptist brethren that we love. Do I agree with their teaching on baptism? I don't personally at all. Do I agree with many things regarding a Baptist church? No, I don't. But I love my brethren. I'm thankful that they preach the gospel. But as far as I'm personally concerned, and the advice I would give to my kids, be careful where you go. I'm not, Emil's not, Tony's not, John's not. We're not going to make rules here for you to be able to say, well, this is what Tony and Chuck and John said. We're going to tell you to be much before the Lord as to your walk when you get outside of the assembly fellowship that you're maintained with.
I think we want to just emphasize the point that wherever there is failure, it's on the side of men. There is no failure on the side of God. So when we see denominations, it is because men have failed to hold fast to the doctrine in the scriptures. We also don't have to look necessarily outside of the gathering that we walk to see failure.
Right.
We recognize over the last few years that amongst us there has been divisions and separations and failure because men have taken a line of truth or position, I should say, that is not consistent with the Word of God. So we don't want to, as Brother Chuck said, I mean, when we stand on principle, it's not about taking a position of isolation against the brethren, whether those who we walk with or those of other gatherings. But it really is to recognize that in the house of God, and as it is in the hands of men, we have not been faithful to the word of God. And that's the point we want to make, is whether it has been moral or doctrinal failure, it has eroded what God holds to be dear to his heart. God views it as being in a very pristine, wonderful condition, but in the hands of men, we see failure and fragmentation.
I think although we've been talking about these two groups of individuals in Ephesus, they were false leaders. And here they are individuals that might be believers, but that lead them astray. And I think we're not going to be able to stop these individuals. They're going to rise up. The challenge is this. Are we following them? That's where you and I come into play. And I think the remedy is this. There are two words that the Apostle Paul told the Ephesus saints, the saints in Ephesus, to be careful of. He said, watch and remember. Watch and remember. What are we watching? Well, sometimes we walk with our heads down, just following after whatever the new thing is going about. Are we watching? Are we listening to what our friends might be involved in? You know, we're accountable one to another. If you see me saying, here's a new thing that is involved, look at this new person that's rising up and he seems to be having a good teaching or whatever, I'm expecting you to hold me accountable to what the things that I've already said I've believed in. And the same with you and I. So we have to watch. We can't walk with our heads down just following after whatever is new. And the second word is this, remember. What did Paul tell them to remember? That for 3 years, he was declaring to them all the counsels of God. Everything that was in the scriptures, Paul was revealing these things to them. And so but you know what? Where are we when the things are being revealed? If we're not in a meeting, then we're not going to get them. And we're not going to be able to remember what we haven't learned. So we need to be in the meeting. We need to remember the things that have been taught. So that, whether they're false prophets, false teachers that rise up, or those that are just desiring to lead others astray, we can identify them through these two things. We have to watch. We have to be alert. We can't walk with our heads down. And we have to remember. And in order for us to remember, we have to know what the Word of God says.
Our time is gone, but I want just to say this to the question that was asked in the back. Our role and our mission here is not to be critics of the many things that we see around us. I'm not judging the Baptist movement, any of the rest of these movements. I haven't been called to do that. There's many many wonderful believers in these movements. Wherever I find a true believer, I'm thankful to the Lord for them. Whatever is going on there that Christ can honor, I'm thankful for that. Many of these groups preach the gospel far more zealously than we do. We're thankful for that. But we've seen something better. Mm. You know.